welcome beer lovers to WB&Q. And beer lovers are all going to be united at Brugola 2017 on August 18th and 19th. Oh, that works out so well. 17th, 18th,
19th. Yeah, it does. Yeah,
Brugola 17th, there on the 18th and 19th. At the Corn Crib, we have with us co-chair Leslie Romanoli and her husband Mike Romanoli, who is our in-house beer connoisseur, although I don't think Leslie dislikes the beer. I think the beer.
I like
you. Very, very good. who is the bigger connoisseur in your household, Leslie? You or Mike?
Oh, Mike.
Okay. So, Mike, I'll ask you the first question. How many beers are we going to have at Brugola this year?
We're going to be right around 400 again, 450, I would say. But it'll look a little different this year because we'll have right around 100 beers on draft, which is
new
for us. Absolutely. It'll be nice.
What are the size of the tastings? Because I don't think I can make it through all 400 unless we have some really tiny tasting sizes.
Yeah, we're serving in thimbles this year.
Yes.
No, actually, it's a 4-ounce sample like every year. But for people whose tastes are not quite as far on the periphery as mine, mm-hmm. we do have several beers that will be doing full 16-ounce pours this year. And still with tickets, as always. So if you want a Bud Light to go with your barbecue, mm-hmm. we've got that for you, too.
Okay. Although I would encourage you to try some of our local breweries before you would go that route. Some of the local breweries that are starting to become prominent include, of course, Distill. We'll have Distill Beer there, yes?
Yes, Distill is a very large supporter of ours this year. As a matter of fact, every single glass will have their name on it.
Nice!
Thank you, Distill. we've also got Dos Fedania is a very wonderful beer of theirs. They're 2-time reigning defending gold medal FOBAB champions with that beer.
Wow.
So we've got original Dos Fedania Friday night and the vanilla rye Dos Fedania Saturday night.
You really do know your beer.
It's good to know people at Distill too. Because that's not everywhere.
My favorite Abnormal Brewers, will they be representing as
Absolutely.
Far as home brewers? Because that's how Distill got its start.
It is.
You know, he was a fantastic home brewer mm-hmm. and decided I could possibly add this into a business model. And the next thing you know, we have this like $6+ million brewery. I ate there yesterday, so I'm feeling very Distill warm in my heart. And it was, and I drank a little beer there as well. Leslie, I don't want to leave you out because without you we wouldn't have so much organization and efforts and beer drinking love happening out at the Corn Crib this year. We need to buy tickets. How much are tickets going to cost us this year?
Tickets are $15.
Okay.
But if you come to our Preview the Brew event at Fat Jack's on Saturday from 12 to 3, we're taking $2 off that. And we can help you get those. They're purchased online through Eventbrite this year, and you can find a link on brugola.com.
Do I have to buy a ticket for both Friday and Saturday, or just one ticket to get me into both?
One ticket for one night.
For one night.
Yep.
Okay. Because usually you drink enough on one night that you're not sure you want to come back on the next day, but there's so many beers that, you know, Mike has just mentioned, it might take you 2 days to get through some of the flavors. There are lots of fun activities that are happening inside of Brugola, and it's all a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. Who are you guys benefiting this year?
This year we're benefiting 6 local charities. We're benefiting the Community Healthcare Clinic, Western Avenue Community Center, the Ewing Cultural Center, Autism McLean, Max's Miles, and the Community Players Theater.
Now, if we want to double our efforts to help out these folks, I know you can get a yard sign about Brugola and get more people to Brugola, which then makes more money for these charities.
Exactly.
How do we get a yard sign?
If you would like to pick up a yard sign, you can come and join us at Fat Jack's on Saturday. We'll have yard signs to pass out there. We will have yard signs strategically placed at all of your favorite beer locations like Distill, Friar Tuck, White Oak. You can pick them up at Fleet Feet, who is sponsoring the Beer Mile.
The Beer Mile, we should specify, is a rather unique event. You're running and you're drinking
at the same time?
Sort of.
Air quotes on the beer.
Right.
You can't see those.
Yeah.
Because it's radio.
But non-alcoholic beer.
Here in Illinois, yes, we can't compete with beer. But a beer mile is where you drink 4 beers at the quarter mile mark.
So
each quarter mile you drink a beer and you run. And the finisher last year at Brugola, unofficial finisher, finished in like 7 minutes.
Shut up.
49 seconds.
I
can't run a mile in that time or drink 4 beers in that amount of time, but he did both.
And when you say beers, are we talking 12 ounce, 16 ounce?
How big of a beer? Regular cans.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. You need to sign up for the beer mile in advance, do you not?
Yes. And you can do that on the Brugola.com website or visit Julie at Fleet Feet and she can help you.
Any other specialty events that are happening that we should sign up for in advance?
We've got a bags tournament going on Saturday, and you can either pay there with the organizer, or we'll get that up on our Eventbrite so that you can sign up your team, $10 for your team in advance.
I know you can also find out about sponsorship opportunities, and the timeline is running out to be a sponsor of Brugola at Brugola.com. That's spelled Brugala. Any entertainment? Because it says good drinks, good music, good times.
We are going to have the best music.
Tell me about the music.
Absolutely. So we've got a more diverse lineup this year, but all local acts. Mm-hmm. So we've got Dexter O'Neill in the Funkyard opening up on Friday, and the headliner is Retrofit.
We just saw them at Sing for Wishes. They
we
are
love
fantastic.
Retrofit.
It was so hot. I felt bad for him. It was so hot while we were raising money for Make-A-Wish. So we're going to have much better weather at Corn
Absolutely,
Crib.
Yes. And then on Saturday night, we've got the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project opening up.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, who doesn't like to drink beer and listen to maracas, right?
Seriously. That's a good flavor combo.
And then we're going to change, and we'll have Luke and the Drifters.
Uh-huh.
And Brushville is our headliner on Saturday night.
Boy, this is worth the $15 ticket and worth going both days and a half just for the music.
Absolutely.
Mike, I will ask you, since you know how to pair, you know, drinks and food, tell me about some of the food at Brugola.
Well, this year we've got Braised coming back again, which was very popular last year, and a plethora of food trucks. And we also have a new one this year that Leslie and I discovered her in Lincoln at Pigs and Swigs. Mm-hmm. We were wandering around, and we saw Grandma Nana's food truck. She is a ice cream sandwich food truck.
Oh.
Homemade cookies
okay.
with ice cream in the middle. They're about the size of a paper plate.
This sounds fantastic.
No. Yeah. And so we have told her to just be ready.
Yeah.
So
okay, but what beer goes with ice cream?
Well, Susan, that is a good question. All of it? No. Any of the stouts will go. A lot of the barrel-aged stuff will go really well.
Okay.
In my own opinion. I would stay away from
any of the
sours.
So you've done a beer-ice cream combination? Because I've seen ice cream made with beer flavorings.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just trying to
think. Rum raisin is a classic.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to think of what beer I would drink on the side of ice cream, or I'd have to just be done with my beer and then have my ice cream.
Yeah, it's an odd combination, but we can make it work.
Totally make it work. All right. Tell me, first Mike and then Leslie, I'm going to ask you the same question. Since you're both beer connoisseurs, and we look forward to exploring new and exciting flavors at Brugola this year, that's one of the best parts about Brugola. You might not think you like beer, but then you taste some things that are so different that you're like, I like beer again. That's what happened to me years ago. I blame Kemp's for turning me back into beer. It's all John Kemp's fault. But when you are looking at different trends in beer, Mike, what are you excited about trying out this year?
Well, with all the stuff on draft, a main reason for that is between basically Peoria, Danville, Springfield, we have a lot of small local breweries, and I've put the invite out to most of them. And they're coming in droves, so I'm excited about that.
Okay,
just so having beer that we've not even had in McLean County yet. Hand of Fate out of Petersburg, they're bringing their debauchery is their imperial stout. And the one that we're going to get has been aged in whiskey barrels and Cabernet barrels.
So there's been a lot of this aging stuff going on
big
for
time.
A while.
Yeah.
Leslie, nothing wrong with being a beer-loving woman. Not at all. No shame. I don't want anybody to. I don't even think this is just a male thing, because our co-chairs this year, both women,
yes.
of Brugola, which I think is fantastic. Tell me about your expectations of beer trends or what you're looking forward to trying out.
This summer, I have been really enjoying Gozas.
What's that?
It's a lighter, limey, salty. I don't know exactly, but I like it.
Okay.
That's the definition of it, I think.
Sounds and kind of like a beer garita, or you know, where it's the combination margarita and beerita, but all in the beer.
Yes, and they live somewhere in the sour family too.
Okay.
So there's just a lot of flavor going on in there, and I am excited to try and kind of see which one might be my favorite, because I've got one right now that I like. But I'm excited to try others.
If it hadn't been for Brugola, I would have never tried Lambics. That was the first time I ever got it, because I was pouring. And I guess my last question, because we have run out of time here. Do you need volunteer pourers, or do you have enough pourers this year?
Yes, we would absolutely take more volunteer pours.
Okay.
And on Brugola.com, the sign-up is on there. And then Saturday at Fat Jack's, we'll be signing people up as well.
Okay, this is a really great way, Archie J, to get in free and do a nice thing for the charities that you support. And sometimes you have to sample some of the beers that you're going to be serving just so you can explain what people are picking.
And tasting.
And that's how I learned about the Lambics, and then I learned about sours, and then I learned about all kinds of different beers. So, Mike and Leslie, Romanoli, thank you so much for being such awesome supporters and volunteers of Brugola. Without the people behind the scenes, we wouldn't raise all this money for the great charities that they mentioned earlier. And you can learn more at Brugola.com. But again, Leslie, the time for the preview on Saturday
is from 12 to 3 at Fat Jack's.
At Fat Jack's. Mm-hmm. Stop in and pick up your tickets before they're all gone. WB&Q proud to be a supporter and sponsor again of Brugola 2017.